different flavors. Fruity Original, Fruity Guava, Fruity Mango, Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, and Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity all day, all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM main news at 12 hours. Today, Friday, the 5th of June, 2025, with a real view of 25 degrees Celsius. It's currently 22 degrees Celsius in Lusaka this afternoon. The headlines. NGOCC Chairperson Beauty Katebe, 10 others appear in court over breach of peace charges. Government allocates 69.7 million kwacha for UTH water system upgrade, and Hezbollah rejects renewed ceasefire agreed by Israel and Lebanon.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jembampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us on other news in detail. The non-governmental gender organizations coordinating council board chairperson Beauty Katebe and 10 others have appeared before the Lusaka Magistrates Court in a matter in which they are charged with conduct likely to cause a breach of peace contrary to the laws of Zambia. However, the accused persons could not take plea because their names did not appear on the police cause list. According to a police statement, the group was arrested after allegedly engaging in disorderly conduct at the Lusaka Civic Centre during the filing of nominations for aspiring mayoral candidates. Meanwhile, Ms. Katebe has expressed disappointment with the police, saying the development does not inspire confidence in the process, especially considering that the bond papers were prepared by the same officers. Speaking to Hot FM News, Ms. Katebe said the delays experienced in the matter have further undermined her confidence in the process.
When we came in the morning, we found that our names were not appearing anywhere. And we waited, we've checked with the court marshal, we've checked with everyone. I think our names are not appearing anywhere, so we've been given a different date. So we are coming on Wednesday, same time. It doesn't give me confidence in any way, because the bond papers were written by the police, and we were expecting them to do the correct thing. To come here and just come and waste time is quite disappointing. And really, I cannot have confidence in the process. We were charged with the conduct likely to cause a breach of peace.
Hundreds of Christian faithfuls have gathered at the Regina Pastors Parish in Chawama to commemorate the first memorial service in honor of Zambia's 6th Republican President Edgar Lungu, who passed away on June 5th, 2025. Among those in attendance are Tonse Pamozi Alliance presidential candidate Bran Munduile and his running mate Makebi Zulu. Also present are faction UNIP president Trevor Mamba and United Kwacha Alliance chairperson Sakwiba Sikota. The memorial mass is currently underway with religious leaders, church members and other faithful gathered at the parish. The church has filled to capacity with some attendees following the proceedings from outside due to limited seating space. In more news, the government has allocated 69.7 million kwacha towards the rehabilitation and upgrading of the water reticulation system at the University of Zambia Hospitals, UTH, in a decisive effort to address water supply challenges at the country's largest referral health institution. Ministry of Water, Development, Sanitation, Permanent Secretary, Engineer Romas Kamanga, has reaffirmed the government's commitment to ensuring that UTH is supported by a reliable, safe and sustainable water supply system. Engineer Kamanga said the government has prioritized the critical investments to guarantee a consistent and dependable water supply at the university teaching hospitals. He has explained that the project, which is being implemented by the Lusaka Water Supply and Sanitation Company, targets key areas of the hospital's water infrastructure that require urgent intervention. According to Engineer Kamanga, the scope of works includes the construction of a dedicated water supply line from Liwala Waterworks to UTH to significantly improve supply reliability, as well as the rehabilitation and upgrading of sections of the existing internal water reticulation network, among other improvements. This is according to a statement issued by the Ministry of Water Development and Sanitation Principal Public Relations Officer, Prince Gioni. In more news, former Zambian ambassador to Germany, Anthony Mukwita, has condemned the decision by the Church's Council of Zambia, CCZ, and the Evangelical Fellowship of Zambia, EFZ, to prohibit the holding of a memorial service for former President Edgar Lungu 1 year after his death. Speaking on the Red Hot Breakfast Show this morning, Mr. Mukwita said the reasons advanced by the two church mother bodies that the memorial service cannot be held because the late former president's remains have not yet been buried are not justifiable. Mr. Mukwita has further described the circumstances surrounding Mr. Lungu's burial as shameful, stating that the government should have respected the family's wishes regarding the burial arrangements.
He's passed on and today marks 1 year. Should have a memorial.
We should, because let's face this first. Zambia is a Christian nation by decree. And by Christian nation, that means we worship the good Lord Almighty. That Jesus Christ was sent by God on earth to embrace the sinners, to embrace people with the wrongs, to embrace people with, you know, shortcomings, and not to pass judgment. The church is there to accept people, not to pass judgment on what they will take and what they will not take. I think it's very sad. I've heard some people say that, you know, the evangelicals are sometimes prone to be, you know, compromised.
Meanwhile, civil rights activist Bebna Changala has alleged that the position taken by the church bodies may have been influenced by hidden interests.
Evangelical Fellowship of Zambia have taken it upon themselves to guard their own members to give each year a memorial recognition. In this country, we are in a very, very dangerous moment in time. We are divided, we are not behaving like a Christian nation, but the worst is how our religious leaders take sides when it comes to political tone is the one which is amazing. That statement which they have issued has no basis. There is nothing religious and godly about that statement. If anything, it exposes as to who they are.
Now, the Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, has arrested four Malawian nationals and seized 112 kilograms of cannabis in Kapatamoyo Chiefdom of Chipangali District in Eastern Province. DEC Deputy Public Relations Officer Teresa Mawere identified the suspects as Besta Piri, 44, Zione Mwale, 33, Kennedy Samalani, 35, and Chaukani Redson, 32, all of all Malawian nationals. Ms. Mawere said the successful operation followed intelligence reports that a group of individuals had established a marketplace in Kapatamoyo area for the sale and distribution of cannabis. She said DEC officers swiftly acted on the information and mounted an operation that resulted in the arrest of the suspects and the seizure of the illicit drugs.
The operation was conducted after officers received information about individuals allegedly involved in the sale and distribution of cannabis in the area. The suspects were found in possession of cannabis concealed in sack bags wrapped in chitenge materials in an attempt to evade detection. The illicit drugs have since been secured as evidence while the suspects remain in custody. DEC remains committed to disrupting drug trafficking networks and is calling on members of the public to continue supporting law enforcement efforts by reporting suspected drug-related activities.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Zisk General Insurance Limited has reported continued growth for the financial year ended 31st December 2025, with gross premiums increasing to 858.1 million kwacha from 838.9 million kwacha recorded in 2024. Speaking during a media briefing on the company's 2025 financial results, Zisk General Insurance Limited Managing Director Trevor Jenga has revealed that some of the claims settled during the year were agriculture-related losses incurred by farmers affected by various climate-related risks. Mr. Jenga Jenga has also disclosed that the company's insurance service result improved significantly to 219.2 million kwacha, up from 100.7 million kwacha in 2024, driven by improved underwriting performance and reduced claims costs. He has further stated that